calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination.
Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey. Please hold. Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will assist you.
Wait. Wait, you have fleas. No, my baby.
All agents are busy assisting other customers, but we're doing our best to answer your call as soon as we can.
Oh, no.
Please hold. Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will assist you. All agents are busy assisting other customers, but we're doing our best to answer your call as soon as we can.
Hi, thank you for calling UPMC CHC Service Coordination. This is Tora on a recorded line. How can I assist you?
Hi, I'm a provider. My name is Jasmine. I'm calling on behalf of a patient. I need their service coordinator's information. Excuse me?
And where are you calling from, Jasmine?
Family First Care.
Family First Care?
Yes.
All right, Jasmine. And what's a good callback number for you?
267-551-7410.
Thank you. And your text ID?
It's 82-284-3555.
Okay. And the participant's date of birth, please?
2-13-69.
And that was 1-5 for the date?
2-13-1969.
13, okay.
Yes.
And the full name?
His name is Dion Edwards.
Okay. All right, and can you just verify the address and the phone number for me on the account?
His or mine?
His.
I have 5414 Morse Street. That's Philadelphia, PA, 19131. And a good callback number for the patient is 267-279-1779.
Okay. Thank you for that. And what were you calling a reference to today?
I need his service coordinator's name and phone number, please.
Okay. One moment. Does your company go by any other name? I don't see you here as authorized on his account.
Family First Care.
Okay, so you don't go by anything else?
No. We wouldn't be authorized. This is the first time I'm dealing with this patient. So.
Okay, so you're not yet authorized yet.
No, we're looking to get authorized. That's why I need his service coordinator so we could let them know.
Okay. Being that you're not authorized on the account, I wouldn't be able to give you the service coordinator's name, but I can send a message to her to let her know to reach out. She's currently out of the office today. She won't be back until Monday. But I can reach out to her, and she'll get that message when she comes back, and she'll call you within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. Do I need a conference number, a code for this, a reference number for this call?
Sure. You want to give me one? Because I don't have one for you.
No. I'm asking, how do I know that this is going to get to her?
It's going to get to her. It's through the Hilo system that we have here. She has a time frame of 24 to 48 hours to reach out. I'm sending it to her right now.
And she has my information?
Yes. She has your name, the provider that you're working with, and the phone number that you provided.
Okay, great. And that he wants to transfer his services.
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
That's it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling UPMC CHC.
You too. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.